Today, at the end of liturgy, we will bow down to the cross. The cross being one of the most ancient symbols and reminders of our Lord's love for us. You may wonder, well, why didn't he say suffering, passion of our Lord? Because all that is accidental to the love that the Lord showed us. When people look at a symbol, a picture of a child that has died, they think of the love of the child, who they were in their life. When you hear a song about a beautiful moment in your life, you think of that moment. Even sometimes when a certain smell of a flower, a forest, or anything else comes into your mind, whatever we receive through the senses becomes a trigger in our memory, hopefully to happy moments, better times, wonderful people. Well, for us Christians, the cross, sometimes overshadowed by us speaking about the sufferings too much, is a reminder primarily of the love that still loves us today. It is not simply a memory, but a conviction of faith that when you read sacred scriptures, when you celebrate the liturgy like we are doing today, and anytime you think about the faith, it is not simply a list of dry facts of what someone else believed, a church that your parents went to, or a place where you ended up, but it is your love story with your Savior, with your God. When you read the scriptures, when you look at the symbol of the cross, when we make the sign of a cross upon ourselves, it is the love that we have. They say in love two things are necessary. One, to feel the love someone has for you, and two, to react and do something about it. If you simply feel the love and have no reaction, no action, then it's sort of an indulgent, narcissistic endeavor. But if you feel something and then you do something, it becomes a living love, something that can move your life. So today, at the end of the liturgy, we will bow down to the cross as a reminder that the love that loved us then, that stood up against violence, betrayal, and anger, gave us an example of how we, in our life, can stand up when people betray us, when there is anger in our hearts, when there is a lack of hope or anything else. The Lord loves us with that same love now and encourages us to participate in that power we call His grace, His gift, His power to stand in the face of evil and disbelief in your life and to say, will I be changed by those violent forces in my life, or will I change history? Will I remain and grow in Christ's love? Will I believe in the power of love in my life to transform it, in spite of the fact that I can be misunderstood, manipulated, hated? Do you believe that what happened on the cross can happen in your life, that love really can conquer all?